This is the Blind Geek Zone. Blind Geek Zone podcast number 45 for Thursday, September 16th, 2010. Hi, this is Rick, and I'm back once again for another Blind Geek Zone podcast. It's been a little while since I've did one of these, and I haven't done a whole lot this summer, and I apologize for that. Fortunately, we've had a couple other people sending me podcasts from time to time, so that's helped out a lot, and I appreciate that, and thank you everybody that's contributed, and hope others will as well, because it's always good to hear other people besides myself on the Blind Geek Zone podcasts. So, alright, we've got some interesting things coming up here on the Blind Geek Zone. 1 week from today, we will be starting Blind Geek Zone Radio, BGZ Radio. I purchased a Shoutcast server. In the middle of August, and have been messing around with it and practicing and doing some test broadcasting that I've only been announcing to the Twitter people. So if you aren't on Twitter, you haven't been seeing any of this. I did put a blurb up on the audio page on Blind Geek Zone 44's description saying to be looking forward to Blind Geek Zone Radio here soon. And I also put a small section up on the main page of the website up at the beginning, talking about Blind Geek Zone Radio coming up here in the month of September, hopefully. And I have decided that I'm ready. So what we're going to do is, next Thursday, September 23rd, 2010, at 2 p.m. Eastern Time here in the United States, that would be 11 a.m. Pacific, and that would also be, 2 p.m. is 1400 plus 4, would be 1800 hours UTC. What I will be doing is I'll be streaming what I normally just record, my Blind Geek Zone podcasts. Normally just record them like I'm doing this one. I'm sitting here at my computer right now at Goldwave recording away. What I will be doing next week is this will be live. This will go out over the air if you're using, you know, Winamp. And I've got to work on this some. I think it's just Winamp right now. I've got to work on the what the stream puts out. You'll have to try it with others, but I know Winamp absolutely positively works in anything that's Winamp compatible. So if it doesn't work with Windows Media Player or something, I do apologize. If it doesn't, please let me know. You can send me email at rharmon, R-H-A-R-M-O-N, at blind-geek-zone.net. Let me know if you're trying this next week with Windows Media Player or some other player and it doesn't work. I do need to know that. But it does work with Winamp and Winamp compatible players. We have already tested that out. So this will go out live. I'll announce the address here, and I will put the address up also on the Blind Geek Zone on the main page under the heading BGZ Radio. But the address that you can plug into your browser to get to a point to where you can listen is http://www.listen.ultrastreams.ultrastreams US colon 8002. Again, that is http://// www.listen.ultrastreams.us colon 8002. Once you bring that up, you'll get a Shoutcast page that'll come up on your browser. You can arrow down to the Listen button and click on that. And then shortly after that, WinEmp or whatever you're using should come up and start streaming the presentation. So what is this going to do besides you being able to listen live? Well, at first, not quite as much as it hopefully will here in the future. What you will be able to do next week is if you follow me on Twitter, you can send a comment or a question or whatever to my Twitter name. That's Rickster the Geek, RicksterTheGeek, all one word. And I'll be monitoring that. So if you ask a question or make a comment, then you know I'll be checking and I'll say that here on the stream. Also, you can send me email at the address I just gave before. That's rharmon, R-H-A-R-M-O-N, at blind-geek-zone.net. And I'll try and look at those as well. So what I want to do in the future is give you other ways to contact me. Hopefully, we'll be able to get Skype up and running at some point soon, to where that can be part of the broadcast stream. It's going to take a little more work here to do that, but hopefully we'll be allowing calls in right at the time of the presentation, so you can be live on the air. Also, I hope to very soon set up a listener line again, a phone number. This won't be through Skype. It'll probably be through another service. That way you can send me a comment via voicemail, and then what will happen is I'll get that comment here as an MP3, and I can actually play it as part of my stream. So that should be interesting as well. So, and I don't know about doing an MSN thing. I really don't like to do MSN. It's hard to follow the conversations, and there just get so many people that want to be added and just want to sit there and chat and stuff, that I don't know how much of a nuisance it would be for the show. So, but those are some things I want to be doing in the future with this. So next week is a trial. We'll see how it goes. This is something I've been wanting to do for a very, very long time, and I think it's going to be interesting because you all be able to listen right directly then as I'm talking, and you'll be able to interact directly with me. So, you know, say I'm doing an iPod demonstration, and I screw up, as I've been known to do in the past. You know, you can get me on Twitter or whatever and say, hey, Rick, that's not right. You know, you're supposed to do this, this, and that, not this, this, and what you just did. So, and then I can correct it, you know, right there, hopefully. So, you know, this is going to be interesting. It's going to allow you all to contribute to the podcast directly. So, and again, that will be Thursday, September 23rd, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, and 1800 UTC. So we look forward to that. And again, keep checking the Blind Geek Zone homepage under the heading of BGZ Radio for announcements about that. Okay, what else is going on? Well, I'm doing a couple other interesting things. I'm back down at the local blind center here in Akron, Ohio, and I'm doing a class Tuesday afternoons at 2 p.m. Eastern. And it's a technology class for blind people. It talks about different assistive technologies for the blind. It allows me to demonstrate some things that people aren't aware of out there. We've had about four classes so far. The first two classes, we talked about the NLS player, and you know, a lot of them haven't seen that, and it actually allowed one person to see it and decide they wanted it, and they're actually in the process now of getting the player. So that was, you know, really good, and it allowed me to show them things they could do with the player that, you know, the library may not necessarily tell you about, such as putting your own MP3s and other audio on the player, you know, other things you can listen to besides NLS books. And what we've been doing the last 2 weeks was also very, very interesting, and the class has really loved it. I've been demonstrating the iPod Touch and showing them that a blind person can indeed use a touch screen on the iPod. And they've been loving that. I've been showing them different applications and, you know, how to get things onto it and music and things like that, and they've really liked that. So, but that's been a lot of fun. That allows me to show people things that, you know, they might not necessarily ever see otherwise. So that's been quite interesting. What else? Well, and this has been really interesting. I don't know how many of you saw this last Friday, but I am now a presenter on ACB Radio Interactive. That's www.interactive.acbradio.org. And I present now Friday nights at 6 p.m., 3 p.m. Pacific. Oh, shoot. 6 p.m., that's 1800 plus 4. So that's 20 hours UTC. And I present for 2 hours. I'm playing classic rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. My first show was last Friday, and that went pretty well. So if you're interested, I certainly, you know, would love to have you come listen. And again, you can, you know, catch me on Twitter at Rickster the Geek, or also ACBRI. And you can send in requests and things like that. You can send in requests at request.acbradio.org as well. And then I'll play, you know, the things you want to hear. I'll also be talking a bit through the music, you know, between the music. I'm hoping this week to start doing some little tech segments, a couple minute long segments between songs. And that should be quite interesting. So that's tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, and 20 hours UTC if you want to come and listen to that. Hopefully I'll make sure I get this podcast up this evening so everybody sees it. And so that's been quite interesting. I've been purchasing some music, and I bought Station Playlist Studio, or SPL as it's usually called. And that's going to help me next week on my BGZ Live podcast, or livecast. It's really not a podcast when it's live, but I'll be using a thing called Streamer, and that allows me to set the computer here on the sound card to what you hear, like I'm recording now, so you can hear Jaws sounds and everything, and me speaking, and all that. What Streamer will do is it sets in the background and it captures all that and sends it to encoders that send it out to the Shoutcast server. So that should be quite interesting, and hopefully everything will work without a hitch. So I purchased the SPL, and that what that allows me to do is it allows me to set up playlists and do other things, you know, find things quickly for requests and add them into the playlist. And it allows me to do a lot of things that you could do in WinAmp just better as far as encoding and different plugins. I have compressor plugins and things like that that make sure the volume doesn't go up and down too much in the stream and all that good stuff. Kind of makes it sound like a radio station, has that nice radio quality to it. So, okay. So, yeah, hopefully anybody that's interested will come check that out. What else? Well, this week, yesterday, as a matter of fact, marks my sixth anniversary since I lost my sight. I've been blind 6 years now and continuing to adjust every day. You know, it's always a something new, you know, that you learn to do or whatever, but I'm doing quite well, and I didn't blog on it this year. I have in years past, and, you know, kind of talked about, you know, what blindness has meant to me, and, you know, kind of a pep talk, you know, hey, you know, I've done well, you can too, and I didn't really do that this year, but, you know, I'm doing fine, and I hope everybody that's recently went through blindness knows that it's not the end of the world, and if you don't let it get to you and you work to learn to do new things and become independent, you know, you definitely can do so. And you know, everybody tells me I've done a really great job in just 6 years, you know, what I've learned to do, and, you know, here on the Blind Geek Zone and all the stuff I do here online with the blind community and all the training and stuff I do. You know, I work with people one-on-one and, you know, down at the Blind Center and things like that. So, you know, it's been interesting, you know, and I still learn something new all the time. So, you know, and I'm sure that will continue forever and ever. But, you know, just wanted to say it's, you know, some people said, well, it's probably a, you know, I don't know if you can call it a happy point or not. And I'm not going to say it's, you know, certainly I'd love to be able to see if that was possible. But, you know, hey, I deal with things positively. You know, a lot of people say, you know, how do you deal with losing your sight so quick and you know, blindness? And, you know, hey, I just deal with it. I can sit and cry and, you know, say I can't do this and I can't do that. And, you know, where does it get me? It doesn't get me anywhere, so... You know, I keep an upbeat, positive attitude about it and try to make it as little of a hindrance to me as possible. Some days it is just a hindrance, and, you know, sometimes when we go to do something, it's a lot more than a hindrance. You know, sometimes it makes things impossible to do, but, you know, we cope and we adjust and, you know, we move forward. So, and I hope, like I said, anybody that's just recently went through blindness and is listening, and I know I have a few people that that do come to the Blind Geek Zone website here lately that have just started coping with blindness. So if you're listening, you know, don't let it get to you. Another thing I'm doing this week, I belong to ACB. We have a county chapter here in Ohio, the Summit County chapter called Eye on Summit, and we're doing something really, really interesting this weekend on Sunday, the 19th. We're actually doing a canoe trip. It's a couple hours long. It's not a huge long trip. It's only from Kent, Ohio, back into Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. I don't know how many miles it is exactly. It's several miles, but we're going to be doing that, and we're going to have several canoe boats filled up with all of us blind people, hoping we don't drown. And apparently we're going to have a reporter show up and do a story on us, you know, so that's going to be really interesting, you know, show that blind people aren't just sitting in their houses doing nothing. You know, we do get out and we do things in the community, so that's going to be quite interesting, and hopefully on the next BGZ podcast, I'll talk more about my experiences with that little journey Okay, well, I don't have any demonstrations for you today. I just wanted to kind of catch up with everybody, let everybody know what's going on with me since I haven't done a BGC podcast of any substance here in a little while. But hopefully that's going to change here starting next week. And like I said, I'm looking forward to the live presentations, and I hope I will get a good deal of live interaction from you, because that's what will make this all worthwhile, and I think it'll really make the podcast better. We tried this kind of sort of a while back with Skype and leaving voicemails, and that did okay for a few months, and then it kind of slacked off, but hopefully this will be better, because you know, you'll be able to talk to me in one way or another right while I'm doing things, and you know, I'm looking forward to this, and it's really exciting. So I hope you think it's exciting too, and you know, you all come and participate. All right, that wraps up this podcast. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again soon.